Hi, thank you for calling Logo/. This is Michael. What is your first and last name?
Armando Nate Martin.
Hi, Armando. Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Good.
That's wonderful. I see that you're calling about your business for the BLSSD Coatings Inc. What can I do for you today?
Two things. I want to find out what services that I'm currently getting from you guys. And I'm supposed to have like a line. Well, I don't know if it's because I think I'm having a hard time verifying my Google again. I don't know why they want to verify it again. But I used to have a lead line, a line that was on Google too. But I'd also like to know if just any status you have on my account.
Yeah, sure. I'll be happy to definitely go ahead and check what exactly that you're paying us. And also with the other thing that you mentioned about a lead line, just give me 1 to 2 minutes here, okay? Let me check your account real quick.
Okay.
Great. Thank you for patiently waiting, Armando. So, yeah, it looks like you're asking only for the Google workspace, like for your business email, which is for $19 a month only.
Okay. And what are the email syntax names?
The email is the admin@blssdcodinginc.com.
Okay. And what other, there's another name for it, huh? There's like different ones?
No, actually, sir, it's only one email that you're paying for $19 a month.
But I had different names that go to the same box. So they would email like a certain name that would go to the same box. So it's Armando at Bless. Do you have Armando at BLSSDCodinginc.com?
Okay, let me go ahead and double check it here real quick. I believe you are referring to the username for that email, sir. So the username is Armando@blssdcodinginc.com.
But if I wanted to give another email to two clients, I could also give admin@blssdcodinginc.com.
You are correct, sir. In fact, there's another username associated with this email, which is the Carl Noble.
Carl Noble?
You are correct.
Okay. So if I give somebody admin, it would go to the same box.
You are correct, sir.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so. All right, cool. And what else did I want to ask?
Yeah, you mentioned about the phone number. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, the phone number.
Are you talking about call tracking number? Because I don't think you have a tracking
number. Well, I don't have it anymore.
Yeah, I don't think that you're paying for call tracking number. You'll be only paying for the Google Workspace or the business email, I believe, since 2024.
How much is the tracking? How much is the tracking number?
That will be $15 a month.
Okay, let's do the tracking number as well.
All right, sure. Let me go ahead and submit a request here for you. Just give me one sec, please, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
And then I need to, I don't know why my Google isn't verified. I don't know if you guys could check that for me.
Sure, let me go ahead and check that here. But I would like you to be informed that we're not actually doing SEO. But let me see if we still have access to your Google Business Profile here, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
Sorry, thank you for patiently waiting, sir. So I noticed here that your Google profile is actually live. It has 8 Google reviews. However, it's I think all of the edits you're trying to make here in the past were not successful until you complete the re-verification process. I noticed it here that they actually ask you to submit another recording. So you need to do the Google video verification again.
Okay, so the recording is at my shop or the place of address. Does it matter?
Well, it actually depends. If you prefer to show your address publicly, sir, then that's when you're going to include street address, signage. But if not, then you'll just have to show your business documents like registration, cards, and then tools and equipment. And that's it.
Okay, so it doesn't matter where I do it, either shop or home. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be
right.
What address is on the Google listing, right?
You are correct, sir. But again, it depends. Okay. If you prefer to show your address in Google, then they would really ask you to show the signage, street addresses, and something that shows your business location. But well, you know what? Yeah, I did check it here in your Google. It has your 10039 address. So, yeah, you might need to include that one.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Great. And then for the call tracking number, we'll have to request this one. But as I mentioned, there is a $15 fee for that per month.
Okay.
Are we going to use the same card that we have on file, Armando?
Which one do you have on file?
I believe the card we have on file ends in 4670.
Oh, no. I want you to change the card, and you're going to use this card for everything else. Don't use the 4670 no more, because that's not going to be valid anymore.
I see. Great. I'm ready with a new card number then.
Okay, 4259. Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's 4259-0720-5766-0283.
Okay, let me repeat, sir. It gives me 4259-0720-5766-0283. Is that correct?
Correct.
Is this a Visa or a MasterCard?
Visa.
And what is the expiration date, please?
It's 3/30.
And the CVV code is?
095.
Okay, so let me confirm the expiration date is 0330 or March 3rd, 2030. And the CVV is 095, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So let me go in and run the payment for you, sir. So I can add $15. Once the payment is approved, I'll send you a copy of your invoice. I do see that your billing happens to be every 29th, so I can just definitely just move it so it would same billing for your Google workspace. So instead of the 29th, your billing date will be only every 6th of the month. So technically by next billing, April 6th, $19 for your business email for plus 15 call tracking number, your new rate will be $34 a month.
Okay.
Thank you. Would you be also interested in like getting a call tracking greeting? You know, when they call your number, there's like a voice system that would say, thank you for calling, and then mention your business name, option one, option two. There is a one-time payment only of $19 for that. So set it up.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
Okay. Again, it's only $19, sir, so it's only a one-time fee. Would you prefer female or male, you know, voice?
How does a female sound? Because it sounds like it just sounds like AI, though.
Yeah, sounds like AI, to be perfectly honest. It's kind of sweet, soft.
Okay, got you. Yeah, that'll work. Female will work.
Okay. All right, and then if you also have your own greetings, for example, like personalized, you can always send me a text or email it as, okay? But for now, we're going to use the one we have here that will mention your business name and then option one and two, like for existing clients or option 9 okay. for any other requests. So we're going to also include it in your invoice today, sir. So $15 for plus my fee will be $34. Again, the cold tracking reading is only a one-time fee. And also, okay. One more thing, Armando. For the call tracking number, sir, would you prefer to forward all calls still to your 315P number, or do you have a different number? We're going to answer those calls.
All calls to, did you say forwarded to what?
To what number? The 315P number?
Yeah, that one.
Okay. All right, I'll make sure to set it up for you here, sir. Normally, it takes within 24 to 48 hours, and we also have someone to call you.
Actually, you know what? Yeah, that'll work. 3153 will work. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. All right, once the payment is approved, as I mentioned, someone is also going to call you from our team to help you set up the call tracking number on your phone as well.
Say it again?
I just wanted to say that once the payment is approved, I'll send you a copy of your invoice, and
okay.
someone also from our team will call you to discuss and set up the call tracking number to your mobile phone. So you will definitely receive
okay.
those calls.
All right.
Anything else?
No, that'll be it. Thank you.
All right. So for your Google profile, sir, as I mentioned, it actually needs for Google video verification. You can just log into your Google business profile. You can hit get verified. And since the address is visible, the 10039 address, please don't forget to include it in the video, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for your time again. I wish you have a great one, sir. You stay well.